Oh, this is so nerve-wracking, this task.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers and Bing's guests, Wild Bill Elliott and Peggy Lee. And now with Easter just around the corner, here's Philco's crooning cottontail, Uncle Wiggily Crosby.
Oh, how precious, crooning cottontail indeed.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't tell the people that I lay Easter eggs, too.
Well, why not? With those ears of yours, you ought to be able to do anything any other rabbit can do.
Oh, no. If you were a carrot carpenter, I'd chomp you into bits. Now, what's on the docket? We got any news?
Yes, Bing, we got a lot of mail here.
Huh?
First off, here's a list of suggestions from your brother Everett.
Throw that away. What's next?
Well, here's a note that says, ignore Everett's letter, signed Brother Larry.
Complied with. Anything else in the mailbag, Ken?
Yes, sir. Radio Mirror Magazine wants you to know that their readers have selected you as the best male singer in 1947.
Oh, we certainly snuck that in, cleverly, didn't we? Thanks, folks. Anything else?
Yes, here's another one. Oh, here's a letter from the American Federation of Easter Bunnies.
Yes?
They've elected you Mr. Egghead of 1948.
Who's the ex-champ, Jack Benny?
He's out.
He's out.
Bing? There's a lot of mail here from the Rudolph Schmohopper fan clubs. They want to know where Rudy is.
Yeah, so do I.
Here's a note of admonition.
What have I done now?
Oh, look at this. Why, last week was the 37th anniversary of the Campfire Girls, and you forgot to congratulate them.
Oh, what a gross oversight.
Yeah.
Me, a member in good standing of the Horizon Girls of Temple City, California.
Are you really a Campfire Girl, Bing?
Honorary, naturally. A fine organization, though, the Campfire Girls. I'm really sorry that our good wishes are a little late. What's next, Carpenter?
Well, Peggy Lee sent you a copy of the latest song she wrote with Dave Barber.
Oh, Manana. Oh, that really jumps.
Yeah.
I wish Peggy were here. I'd like to sing it with her.
I am here, Bing.
Well, Peggy Lee. Now, isn't that radio for you? You just mentioned somebody's name and up they pop.
That's right, Pop. Shall we hit it?
Right. Let's cut it up, but good, Peggy. John Scott, make like Cougat, huh?
The faucet, she is dripping, and the fence, she's falling down. My pocket needs some money, so I can't go into town. My brother isn't working, and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor, so I can't go anywhere. Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight.
Mañana, 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 it's soon enough for me.
Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, he was only for a lend. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know.
Mañana, mañana, mañana
is soon enough for me.
My brother took his suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot.
The window, she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin.
But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me. Mañana, mañana,
mañana is soon enough for me.
Soon enough, soon enough.
Mañana is soon enough for me.
Soon enough, soon enough.
Mañana is soon enough for me.
me.
Peggy, I'd like to congratulate you and Dave on writing that tune.
Well, thanks, Ken.
Oh, it's a great number. It's really going places.
Say, Bing, why is it you never wrote a song?
Me?
Peggy writes them and sings them. Jimmy Durante, Johnny Mercer, Red Evans, Jack Owens, they all write them and sing them. Why don't you?
Well, I've written scads of songs, Ken.
Really?
Certainement. Haven't you heard my current smash? I'm looking over a four-leaf Philco.
Four-leaf Philco?
Yes, I also wrote The Best Things in Life for Philco. When it's Philco time in the Rockies.
Oh, great.
You knew Philco like I know Philco.
Yeah, wonderful song.
Philco My Heart.
Yeah.
And My Old Kentucky Portable.
Oh, no. Well, those songs sound wonderful, Bing. Did they go over big?
They did with Philco.
Yes. Well, how could they miss, Bing? And those new Philcos are going over big, too. 1, 2, 3 on the radio hit parade already. And with folks who know radio quality best. The number one smash of the week is Philco's sensational new 1401. An inspired, utterly different table radio phonograph. It's the new automatic way to play a record. Just slide your record in and relax. Philco's 1401 starts, plays, and stops itself automatically. No tone arm to tussle with, no adjustments to make. Man, that's luxury. And so amazingly simple, you can play it blindfold. But who wants to wear blinders with a cabinet as easy on the eyes as this one? You never saw the new look looking better than on this sleek, streamlined 1401. The newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
Girls, don't walk in on the commercial. Mr. Canelli's in the audience. I'm a big, fat pushover for any song that's got a gypsy in it or a dim-lit cellar. Here's one that has both.
La Rue, Lily Bolero. La Rue, Lily Bolero.
La Rue, Lily Bolero. La Rue, La Rue, Lily Bolero. That's a magic saying that I heard one day in Napoli. When a fortune teller in a dim-lit cellar said to me, you say, La Rue, Lily Bolero, and just like that, quick as an arrow, you'll find the girl who's meant for you, and sure enough it all came true. La Rue, La Rue, Lily Bolero.
There's some magic words I know. I'll tell you how they go. They're simple, simple. All you do is say.
You say. Quick as an arrow, you'll find the girl who's meant for you, and sure enough it all came true. La Rue, La Rue, Lily Bolero.
Us folks here in Philcoville are mighty proud to point out a familiar-looking horse tied to the hitching rail in front of the old Scratch Eliminator Sandwich Grill. Right smack dab in the heart of town. That cayuse is the property of one of the slickest six-gun artists of the hard-riding herd of Western heroes out Republic Studios way. Our guest of the evening, Wild Bill Elliott. Bend it, Bill.
Thank you, Ben.
Boy, I wish my kids could see me now, standing here on the same stage with Wild Bill Elliott.
Boy, you know, I wish my daughter could see me now, standing here on the same stage with Bing Crosby.
You know, my kids are crazy about you, Bill.
And you know, Bing, my daughter's crazy about your kids.
I'm shut out, huh?
Huh? No, it's not that, Bing. She's a practical girl.
No?
She's not interested in the pioneers. She goes for the sons of the pioneers.
Why, Bill, my boys and I are all fans of yours. Every Saturday, we're down at the matinee with six bags of popcorn apiece.
Apiece?
Yeah.
Well, how can each of you use up six bags of popcorn?
Well, Bill, us Crosbys, we're intent. We never take our eyes off the screen. You're bound to miss your mouth a lot that way. When that popcorn starts flying over our shoulders, it looks like a lint storm in an underwear factory.
You know, Bing, you don't have to waste all that popcorn.
We don't.
No, you just sit one behind the other, in and file.
Well, we tried that, Bill, but the Crosby at the end of the line got snowed under. By the time we got to him, he was saltier than a herring barrel.
Well, you know, being a kid with all that salt on him ought to keep forever.
Yeah, but with all that butter in his hair, we can't let him out in the sun. We're afraid he'll saute.
Well, if the kid's still covered with butter, why don't you give him a bath?
Oh, no, we ain't going to bathe him as long as we can rub bread on him. The trouble or no, butter, popcorn, salt, no matter what, we really enjoy your pictures, Bill. We've seen them all since the days when you played Red Rider. Made a lot of those Red Rider pictures, didn't you?
That's right. And I sure was red from riding to it.
Yes, I know, with the wind whipping in your face, it does get... I even remember your first big picture, Bill.
Oh, you mean Wild Bill Hickok?
Yeah. And that Wild Bill handle, that's stuck with you, huh?
Yes, sir. But you know the studio wants to change it.
Why, I think Wild Bill is a very colorful name.
Well, me too.
Why, they want you to drop it.
Well, they claim Wild Bill Elliott sounds like a used car dealer.
Hey, it does at that. You haven't got an old Essex on you, have you? Old Saxon or something, a Briscoe or a Metz with a chain drive? What do they want to call you, Bill?
Well, Bing, I'd rather not tell you.
Oh, come on. What is it?
Well, all right. It's William.
William, that's rich. Oh, don't be so touchy, Bill.
Oh, I'm mighty sorry, Bing. But you know, every time I hear that name William, my gun starts to smoke. I didn't hit you, did I?
No, I came in here with open-toed shoes, Bill. Getting back to Western pictures, tell me something.
All right, what's that?
How is it that you fellas, you'll fight off 100 outlaws, shoot your way out of an Indian trap, chase a runaway team, flip onto a stagecoach just to save a girl, and after you get her, you never kiss her? Why's that?
Well, Bill, I'll tell you. Bing.
Bing, I'm Bing, you're Bing.
Bing, that's right. Big bad Bing. Well, I tell you, you know, after a fella fights off outlaws and shoots a few Indians, chases a runaway team, and flips onto a stagecoach, he's just too tuckered out to pucker up.
No, if it was me, I'd make some kind of a stab at it. I don't see how you can hold a girl in your arms, look into her big brown eyes, and not kiss her.
Well, it's just like you with the popcorn, Bing. You know, I'm so intent on her eyes that I keep missing her mouth. You know, it's pretty embarrassing, too, because there's usually a horse behind her.
I must say you're ahead of me, Bill. I ain't never kissed a horse. Getting back to girls, Bill. You know, people say that you big Western he-men that you're so shy and so bashful that you wear wide-brimmed hats to keep the gals away from you and spurs to spike them if they get too close.
Well, I got some news for you, Crosby. Brace yourself.
Oh, I'm all braced up here.
Good. Well, sir, I've got a new picture out called Old Los Angeles.
Yeah?
And at the end, I grab a hold of the girl, hug her real tight, and kiss her.
Well, that's the biggest news since they found out Lassie was a boy.
Yeah, see, you know, and...
This is shattering.
Yes, it is. And you know, that gal found out that I was a boy, too.
Oh, you kissed her right smack dab on the lips, huh, Bill?
It's smack, all right, but no dab. I really linger there.
You mean you bivouac?
That's right.
But, Bill, the love story in a Western isn't really important after all. It's, you know, what people like. They like the action, the great outdoor scenes and those thrills.
I guess that's so, Bing, but how is it that you've never strapped a holster on your hip and made a real Western?
No, I guess I'm just not the strong, silent type.
Well, what are you talking about? Look at all those big Western stars. What's Hopalong Cassidy got that you haven't got? What's Tim Holt got that you haven't got? What's Roy Rogers got that you haven't got?
When you get to Dale Evans, boy, have I got an answer.
Why, Bing, you could be as big as any of us. What do you say we try a Western
now? I couldn't be convincing as a tough cowboy.
Well, all right, then you can be my Barry Fitzgerald.
Your Barry Fitzgerald?
Sure, you know. Gabby Hayes.
Well, I can gab along with the best of them. Set the scene, Carp.
Okay, Gabby.
We take you now to the Old West, the frontier days when men were men and women were women. A neater arrangement no one's ever come up with.
Fair deal. I ain't Gabby Crosby.
Shut up, Gabby. Go ahead, Carpenter.
Right. We take you now to the Quarter Circle S Ranch in Wild Horse, Nevada, where things are popping. If you're looking for trouble, there's plenty of trouble. If you're looking for action, there's plenty of action. If you're looking for a radio, get a Philco. Ouch! As the scene opens, we find Wild Bill Elliott and his sidekick, Gabby Crosby, riding the range in the desolate badlands of the Old West.
Hey, Wild Bill.
Yes, Flabby?
That's Gabby. That's Flabby. Hey. What in tarnation was that?
That was Gene Autry and the Cass County Boys. They're late for recording day.
Look here. Here comes a lone rider.
Hold on, you fellas. Come back.
That must be Petrillo.
Come on. We've got to locate Rattlesnake Carpenter.
Yeah.
You know, that varmint stole all our cows.
Not all of them. There's still one of them left at the ranch.
No, there ain't. That one got caught in the Venetian blind and milked herself to death.
You know, I thought when I looked out the window the other morning that sun looked sort of homogenized.
Uh-huh. Well, let's ride along, sidekick.
Mm.
Oh, and say, sidekick.
What is it, sidekick?
Stop kicking my side.
Can't help it. My horse threw a shoe.
Your horse is always throwing shoes. What's the idea?
Well, he's a gay horse. He just likes to throw shoes.
Oh, you know, Gabby, you're just a regular smiley brunette. Come on now, we got to ford this river.
Ford or nothing. This is an A-pitcher. Let's Cadillac her.
Hold her, Gabby. Here comes a couple of strangers. Maybe they've seen Rattlesnake Carpenter. Hey, you fellas.
Yep. What is it, stranger?
Have you men seen Rattlesnake Carpenter around here?
We sure have, stranger.
Well, which way did he go?
He went that-a-way.
He went this-a-way.
I say he went that-a-way.
And I say he went this-a-way.
Now, ain't that ironic? The guy that sent they went that-a-way is laying there pointing this-a-way.
Well, tell me, Gabby. Which way shall we go? This way?
No, that way.
Whoa, whoa!
Yo, whoop, whoop, look yonder, Wild Bill.
Say, here comes one of the prettiest creatures I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and there's a woman a-riding it.
That ain't a woman. It's a girl.
Howdy, man.
Howdy.
Howdy. Say, that's a mighty pretty horse you got there. He's a paint, isn't he?
Yep, a paint. His name's Kemptone.
Kemptone, that's right clever. Well, gal, you'll have to excuse us now. We got to go shoot it out with Rattlesnake Carpenter. So long.
So long, gal.
Howdy.
Come on, Wild Bill. We got trigger business to do.
Well, here's Bottle Canyon.
How do you know?
I just found the cork.
Well, if it's still damp, let me have a lick of it.
Quiet, gal. Say, look through those yawks.
Where?
There's Rattlesnake Carpenter sitting by that campfire. I'll tell you what, you walk right in and plug him.
Supposing he plugs me first?
Well, you've got nothing to worry about. I'm right here to avenge your death. Besides, you're the logical one to go in first because you're older than I am.
Yep, and I want to stay older.
Then we'll both go in. And we'll go in shooting. All right, Carpenter. Up with your hands. We got you dead to rights, Rattlesnake. Your back's to the wall. You stole our cattle, and we're going to drill you for it.
Oh, not so fast, boys. I know when I'm licked. I admit I stole your cattle.
Well, then, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm a-fixing to do something that no rustler's ever done and no Western picture before.
What's that?
I'm a-going to pay you for them.
Howdy! Well, howdy!
Well, I'd ought to handle the hokum for a moment or two. Although it's a far cry from the wild and woolly west to New York's Fifth Avenue, I feel we should make a quick segue. And if Peggy Lee will don her new bonnet, we shall blend into Irving Berlin's Easter Parade.
In your Easter bonnet, I mean the model with all those frills upon it,
I'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover,
and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade.
On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us,
and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. I could write a sonnet about her Easter bonnet,
and of the girl you're taking
to the Easter
Fifth Avenue.
The photographers are gonna snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet,
of the girl you're taking
to the Easter
of new Easter bonnets. How's that old radio of yours looking today? Time marches on, you know, so don't get stuck with any old hat models. Philco's out on the Avenue with a whole new parade of style and performance in radio and television. Take FM, for instance. There's plenty happening lately in this new kind of broadcasting, and your radio's really out of date if it doesn't give you the superb FM listening you can enjoy with a new Philco. Now, don't take our word for it. Drop in at your Philco dealer and let your own ear tell you the difference. Ask for a free demonstration of the sparkling new Philco table models with FM and all standard broadcasts. Or if you go for the whole works in radio and recorded music, give one of those great new Philco console radio phonographs a workout. Either way, you can kiss the noise goodbye. Static, fading, interference. Because any new Philco with FM lets you listen to the best shows in the land against a background of blissful silence, with all the overtones that bring you the performance in person. Trade in your old radio now for the new FM from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
The Maori Farewell Song from New Zealand.
Now is the hour when we soon you'll be sailing far across the sea.
That's about the full routine for tonight. Thanks, Peggy. You've been grand through it all. I want to thank the Remington people for the ammunition tonight. Thank you, too, Bill Elliott, for galloping in tonight to aid and abet what we laughingly call the merriment.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it, Bing.
Bill, I want to wish you good luck on your rodeo. When do you start your tour?
We open this coming Saturday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Man, I'd like to go along with you and bulldog some shrimp Creole or something. down there.
Hey, Bing, who are your guests next week?
Next week, Peggy, Dick Powell is going to go it with me. We're fixing to chop up a few tunes and cut up a few touches.
Well, I'll be listening.
Well, me too, Bing. So long.
So long, Bill. Good night, Peg. And folks, here's a reminder. At this Easter time, let's not forget the 500,000 crippled children in our land. Let's see that they have a chance to grow into useful citizens. Buy Easter Seals. Easter Seals provide the special services our crippled children need. Also, remember to give generously to our Red Cross. We are the Red Cross, and through our contributions, humanity is served. Remember also that greater sums are required to do a job compared with other years. The good old dollar has shrunk, but human needs have not. Thank you.
Produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Peggy Lee appears with the courtesy of the Rexall Drug Company. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Dick Powell. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.